And he said to me, so where are you going to get your money from? You know how much I'm offering you here. Where are you going to get your salary? I don't know. He said, then how are you going to eat? I said, I'll find potlucks. I'm good at that. I'll find them. And then he started putting me on a guilt trip. He said, wait a minute, you're a father, you have kids. How are you gonna support your kids? What are you gonna do about your kids? I said, I'll sell them. I don't know. I tried, they didn't bring much. But you know, I knew that I'd heard God's voice.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Yesterday, we began a message entitled, Our Trustworthy Guide, where Pastor Wayne taught us the importance of learning to recognize the voice of God. Well, today we'll take it a step further and learn to recognize the heart of God. If you missed the end of yesterday's message, we'll back the tape up just a minute or two and give you a running start. Here's Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Our Trustworthy Guide.
And the same thing is true with God. The more you hang out with Him, the more you recognize His voice. And same as with people, isn't it? In fact, I'm just going to give you another exercise. I'm going to play a snippet of a voice, and you tell me who this voice belongs to. Are you ready? Okay, you have to listen very carefully. Here's the first one. Who's this? All right, which one? Who's that? Yes, Pastor Rod. And so... Donald Duck, sorry. Yes. Donald Duck. You know that Disney character, whatever. Okay. This one you have to listen more carefully to.
If I say, look, we're going to work on the economic empowerment of poor people, on fighting AIDS and other diseases, on trying to bridge the religious and political differences between people, and on trying to, you know, avoid the worst calamities of climate change and help to revitalize the economy in the process. I can actually do that.
Okay, who's that? Bill Clinton, yes. He's even saying to the church, good job. That's me, baby. That's me. All right. Now, here's one. You have to listen very closely. It's real short.
I'll be back.
Who's that? Yes, Wayne Cordero. I'd take off my shirt, but it would be disturbing. All right. And then one more. Listen carefully.
And the answer is because it's in our national security interests and our moral interests as a country. One of the things, the points I make in the book, I think it's important to live by a certain principle. And one of the principles is to whom much is given, much is required. We are a blessed nation.
Yep. Who's that? George Bush. You got it. All right. And here's one more. It's going to be in the form of a song.
Who can cook the fried rice?
Who can cook the fried rice?
Noodles and chow fun.
A noodles and chow fun.
Wake up in the morning with diarrhea and the runs.
I'm on a poor man can. Who's that? Bula Ia. You guys are so dysfunctional, let me tell you. Yeah, you know, it's funny that the ones you spend time with, you hear these voices over and over and over again, so now you recognize them. And you know, here's the scary thing. We can recognize celebrities' voices more than we recognize God's. Reason why? We need to spend more time with God. So you'll recognize His voice immediately when He speaks, because it's so absolutely critical that you listen to His voice. Let's read this again. Go. The sheep hear His voice, and He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow Him because they know. Some time ago, before the digital tuners came to be, I was playing some music for a youth conference in California many years ago, and and I was to go on next, and I had to tune my guitar, and so I was tuning it, and just then this headbanger group went up to do a sound check, and they're just bang, 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 and I just couldn't hear my guitar to tune it, and I was trying my best to tune it, so I got really close to the strings, and I still couldn't hear it. It wasn't until I laid my ear on the surface of the guitar and pressed my ear to it that the vibrations of the string would come through the spruce and right into my ear. And then it didn't matter how loud that band got, I could tune my guitar because my ear was on the wood itself. So I finally tuned my guitar. And then when I got up from this posture, this position, it was almost as if the Lord said to me, "That's how I want you to live." I thought, what? That's how I want you to live. With your ear pressed so close to my heart that regardless of the voices of the world, you'll be able to discern my voice. Because they will be raucous at times and alluring at others. But you'll need to hear my voice, and the only way that I can tune you back and balance your life, your marriage may be out of balance, your children may be out of balance, your finances, your attitude, maybe your emotions or your thinking is starting to stray. The only way you'll allow me to balance you back, tune you back up, is you've got to have your ear right to my heart, and then I can correct you back to my heart. Would you write that in? The reason we've got to recognize God's voice is because He wants to correct us to His heart. Because in order to recognize God's voice, you must not only recognize His voice, but you also have to recognize the heart behind that voice, because there's impersonators out there. You're going to hear people say, "Well, I think God said," and you think, "Well, that's not His heart." Listen carefully. There's two things that have to go in tandem. You've got to recognize the voice of God and recognize the heart of God. Can you remember that? You must recognize the voice of God, but be careful. There's people that sound like God. You've got to make sure it has the heart of God. And that comes by you getting close to His. And then He balances your life. Because there's some people, I tell you, they say, "Well, God said," and I think that's not His heart. That's an impersonation of His voice. You must, in these last days, be able to recognize the true voice of the shepherd. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's so important. It was illustrated in a friend of mine's life. He was about to go to combat over in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and all of that stuff that was going on. He was in the Marines, and they would be running with full gear, and the drill sergeant would turn around and say, "Hit it. And when I say hit it, I want you, your face in the dust, and I want you to drop as fast as you can." So they'd start running, he'd turn around and say, "Hit it," and they'd have to fall down, and if someone kind of went down gingerly, he would just go and ream that guy out and make him do 50 push-ups and do a couple of laps, get back in line, and now let's start to run. And they'd run with maybe 12 seconds. He'd turn and say, "Hit it." And they've got to bang down as fast as they can. The last guy would do push-ups and run. And as soon as he got back in line, they'd start running again. And then he'd turn around at just random intervals. "Hit it," he'd say. And they'd bang. And until it was like a nanosecond, as soon as he says the word "hit," bam, they're down on the ground. Well, they did this 20, 30 times until my friend's tooth was hurting from getting knocked and the tooth on the ground. His face was full of dust. And they were having a break and drinking water. And he said, "Sir, with all due respect," he said to the drill sergeant, "with all due respect, sir, why do we have to do this exercise so much?" He said, "Son, you're about to go to combat. And you're going to be marching through the jungle. And I'm going to look up and see a sniper with his crosshairs on your forehead. And when I say hit it, and you say why, that'll be the last word you'll ever say. You need to know my voice, and you need to follow fast. It just may save your life." And you see, you need to recognize God's voice and His heart for you and your future. And follow the "My sheep hear my voice and follow," because they know the voice of the shepherd. When God's word speaks and God speaks to you about your marriage, you've got to follow immediately, because little do you know, you don't see it, but the adversary's crosshairs are on your spouse. The crosshairs of hell are on your family. The crosshairs of Satan is on your finances. The crosshairs of Lucifer is on your soul. And God says, I'll guide you, but you've got to listen. You'll need to hear my voice. You might not know what the road may hold. It may be as pitch black as midnight, but you stay close to the shepherd. So when I speak, there's no deterioration of sound. It will save your life. And my plans for you, says the Lord, are plans that you might have a future and a hope. I am for you, and I will guide you. But you'll need to be there to recognize my voice. Because the reason this is so important is, would you write down a number 3? Knowing his voice will give you the courage to move forward for Christ. Knowing his voice will give you the courage. Once I know that God has spoken, it gives me the courage. And though there's resistance, I know what God said, and it gives me great courage. And I move forward. And God says, I'll be speaking to you, Wayne. I'll speak to you about your finances, about decisions that you are going to make, opportunities that come your way, decisions about building or not building, or where to go with as a church, the direction, everything. I'll speak to you, but you'll need to stay close to the shepherd. Press your ear to my heart so that I can correct you when you get out of tune. Because we don't get out of tune because we're evil or insidious. You go out of tune just by reason of use. It's not evil. Just when I play my guitar a lot, it goes out of tune. Why? Because it's bad? No, because it's being used. And so we need to tune up. It's not a wrong thing. It's a good thing. And the Lord's saying to me, Wayne, you're going to have your heart go out of tune with your marriage or out of balance because you're putting too much emphasis on this rather than this. It's not wrong. But if you stay in that emphasis, it's going to develop a pattern and a habit. And pretty soon you will have a disparate kind of view. You'll be going off because your weight is off. Your tuning is out. Well, how do you tune me back to your heart? Get your ear real close to my heart. And I'll tune you. And you'll need to know not only my voice, but my heart. Because you're going to have impersonators that'll sound like God. And you'll have Christians say, well, God said, but it doesn't sound right. Be very careful. Those two things have to match up. And that's why it's so important for you to know God's word and sense his heart. And put your ear next to his heart so it tunes you up. You'll need to know that. And once you know God's word and God's voice and he speaks to you about your marriage or about your life or about what you need to do or what you don't need to do, once you know God is saying, go do it, and I know that's his heart, I move. Even though it may not be convenient, even though it may not be comfortable, I go that way. Because what'll happen is about 2 years later, I'll turn around and I'll be so thankful I heard his voice. I don't go by what feels good. Some guy just wrote me a letter and said, you know, the other week I came to church and I left and I didn't feel good like I usually do. You're supposed to make us feel good. I said, no. My goal is not to make you feel better. My goal is to make you follow better. Some time ago when I was in Hilo, 1994, God spoke to my heart and he said, I want you to pass the baton to your assistant pastor and come to Honolulu and start all over again. And I didn't know if this was God's voice. I thought, no way. We just built on 20 acres, a beautiful building, gymnasium, parking, baseball diamonds. And I thought, no way. We're at the apex of our time here at New Hope in Hilo. And I wrestled with this voice until I finally came to grips with, I knew that I knew that I knew that God had spoken. Oh, I had a lot of excuses. God, I said, I'm 42 years old. I don't want to start another church. I'm old. I'm 48 now. But 42, I said, man, that's just pretty old. And so I had all these excuses. But as soon as I heard that this was God's voice and this was God's heart, I said to my wife, honey, we're moving. Let's go. Let's start shutting things down. Let's make some changes. Oh, people will be upset or people will come against you saying, no, God's not saying that. God's not doing this. I know his heart and I know his voice. It's time. But it's amazing. As soon as you hear God's voice and you know that you know that you know, boy, you should see the opportunities that come up to distract you from it. But you know, if you know God's voice and you've heard his voice, it gives you confidence. You can step over this and say no to that. Because you see, if you haven't heard God's voice, you don't know what to say yes or no to, because they all seem so alluring. I said, no, boy, I tell you, I got phone calls from the mainland, huge churches offering me, you come over here. No. One pastor of a very mega church from the mainland flew over here to Hawaii 3 times and said, Wayne, I'm in a succession plan and you're the next man. God's spoken to me, you're the next guy. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to Honolulu and pioneer a new church. And he said to me, so where are you going to get your money from? You know how much I'm offering you here. Where are you going to get your salary? I don't know. He said, then how are you going to eat? I said, I'll find potlucks. I'm good at that. I'll find them. I can bring an empty bag, leave it in the kitchen, just mingle in the crowd and go eat, you know, later on. I'm good. I can do this. And then he started putting me on a guilt trip. He said, wait a minute, you're a father, you have kids. How are you gonna support your kids? Well, how are they gonna eat? I don't know. What are you gonna do about your kids? I said, I'll sell them. I don't know. I tried, they didn't bring much. So, I don't know. But you know, I knew that I'd heard God's voice. And so, was it easy? No, we just start. Now, on this 17th anniversary, I look back, and I am so glad I got to hear God's voice and move forward for the plan of Christ. So you got to hear God's word, God's voice for your marriage. It may not be all guaranteed at that moment, but you need to know this. When you hear God's voice, because you know his heart and you recognize his voice, it will give you a confidence. It will give you an assurance that you may not know what the pathway holds or where it's going, but you know that you are following a trustworthy guide. And when that happens, you'll be fine, fine, fine. Amen. So happy anniversary to each and every single one of you. My prayer is over these next 17 years, is that people will identify us as a New Hope group of people that hangs out with Jesus a lot. Can I encourage you to take a walk with Jesus sometime this week or two? You know how sometimes you just take a walk with people? Take a walk with Jesus. Talk to him. Your last scripture in your notes is from Isaiah. You'll hear a voice behind you, guiding you, telling you which way to go, whether to the right or to the left. The Lord says, I'll walk with you and I'll instruct you. And even if you can't see ahead, don't worry. You have a very trustworthy guide. Let's stand. I want to give you an opportunity, those of you that may never have received Christ. God may have been speaking to you about turning your life over to him. Do it today. You don't want to put him off, because if you do, he'll keep speaking, but you won't hear him because he's become commonplace. When you obey, his voice gets clearer. When you put him off, he still speaks, but you can't hear him as much anymore because he's gotten commonplace. It's like living next to a freeway. At first, it's just so noisy, but 3, 4, 5 months later, it's like, oh, I don't even hear it anymore. The noise is still there. But after you ignore it, it seems to go away, but though it doesn't, you just don't hear it. And the same is true with God's voice. Don't ignore it. And if God has been speaking to you, now's the day of your salvation. Would you bow your heads? If you're here today and you say, I need to open my heart to Christ. God knows I need forgiveness. God knows that I need a Savior and a guide. And I want to receive him as my Lord. If that's you right now, raise a hand and let him know that. Go ahead. Yep. Okay. Yeah. You let Jesus know. Just tell him, Lord, yep, that's me. Okay. You too. All right. Yep. I'm receiving Jesus. Lord, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Yep. Okay. All right. You too. If this is your first time, be sure to get a yes packet outside. Ushers will have it. It's free of charge. I'm going to have all of us pray this prayer together out loud. Would you pray this with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And now I say this so everyone hears, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, that's a cry of our heart. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a people who walk closely with you, with our ear pressed to your heart, that you might correct our tuning priorities sometimes. Lord, I pray that you will help us to not only know your voice, but also your heart, so that together we can discern your direction. We pray for the many who will be baptized today at 3:00. Lord, I pray that there will be a fabulous outpouring of people saying no to their past and yes to your future. We die to the old. We choose to courageously live for Christ our Lord. Thank you for baptism. And now, Lord, may we be a people who hang out a lot with you this next few weeks, with our heart becoming as yours. Change us so that we look a lot more like you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you say thank you to the King?
Strength for today and thy hope for
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Our Trustworthy Guide by Dr. Wayne Cordero, a message given on the 17th anniversary of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Thank you for listening. Now, for Pastor Wayne and all the Ohana at New Hope Christian Fellowship, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.